Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Anna Elmquist over Kimbleton Way for the Audubon County Relay for Life. Good morning to you, Anna.
Well, good morning to you.
And it's that time of year, it seems like, across the country. Many people are participating in Relay for Life. I know that Shelby County has had theirs. Cass County is coming up. And Audubon County, you're doing that this weekend.
Yes, we are. Friday evening, we've kind of had a little change up. We thought we'd move it from Saturday to Friday evening, see if we could get, you know, more participation. And so we're going to kick it off Friday starting at 6 o'clock. And it will be at the city park there around the library. And everybody just bring a lawn chair and enjoy.
Okay, that's a wonderful city park. Lots of trees in case because they're predicting hot weather. Those trees, the shade may feel really good. And so it's a beautiful place to be and still places to walk. If people want to actually walk in the Relay for Life, they can do that.
Yes, they can. We're going to have cones set up around the perimeter of the park so they can walk around the outside of the park or through the city sidewalks. And we're going back to the luminaries this year, so we'll have those around on the sidewalks, too, to be lit up this evening.
Okay, and that's always, a highlight for some people as it gets dark and all those luminaries are lit. It's a pretty impressive sight.
Oh, it's a very moving ceremony, I think. Yeah, it is. It's a great thing to remember.
Mm-hmm. And well, if people want to purchase a luminary, how did they do that?
There are the coupon for it. They've been printed in the paper a couple different times, and they're also available at Food Pride and I believe at Casey's, and the Casey's in Exira and other businesses down there too, and at the banks. And they can contact Kelly Christensen at the Audubon State Bank also to purchase one. And this year they've kind of taken a little different approach, too, that you can purchase your bag ahead of time if you'd like to actually pick it up from Kelly at the Audubon State Bank. And you can decorate it yourself and make it really personable for, someone loved that you've lost that you'd like to, or a survivor also. Mm-hmm. So it goes both ways.
That could be a really good kind of thing for if there's children who've lost grandparents or just, as you say, in memory of, thank goodness that they're still with us kind of thing. To connect children to this, I think, is really important for it to kind of move along.
It is, and there are a lot of families involved in the whole thing that you see walking together and stuff like that. And it is another way to, explain the successes and the losses of,
right,
people to this disease.
Okay. You said it starts at 6 o'clock. What's the first event?
The first event is we'll have the Survivors Walk at 6:15, and so we'd like to have them show up a little bit earlier to get registered, and we've got a treat from them. Connie Esbeck from the Exira area was generous enough to donate cupcakes, so the survivors all get a little sweet treat.
Give them a little energy.
They deserve deserve the sweet treat.
That's so right. And give them energy to get that walking done.
Yep.
Yeah. So do they need to register or just there's some place they just stop and pick up their cupcake?
Yes, we'll have a registration table for the survivors, and we'll also have a general registration just so we can keep a count of everybody that comes in. So we'd like people to – and those tables will all be on the probably like the southeast side of the library.
Okay.
So they'll see us or they'll hear us.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you mentioned bring your chairs, bring your blankets, so I know that there are a lot more things going on throughout the evening.
Yes, there are. We have great entertainment. We've got our Savior's Lutheran Church Youth Bell Choir, Blaine Kirkhoff. We've got an auction this year. Andy Rugard's band, Anna Options, will be playing. We've just got all kinds of things. Megan Dice, and I think we've got some other people that have volunteered to perform, too. We've also got food that will be provided by Two Palms Grilling, and they've got support from Audubon Foods and AMVC on that. And they just prepare wonderful smoked food, and everything that they take in, 100% of it comes back to the American Cancer Society. So we appreciate everything that they do, too.
Yes.
That's really big of them.
And this, of course, is a fundraising activity to go towards cancer research. Have people been doing events ahead of this time to raise some funds?
Yes, they have. I know the Exira-Lutheran Church has had several meals and different things that they do year-round, and the same with the Audubon Memorial Hospital. They've just got a great group of people out there. They're doing stuff year-round. And also a nurse at the Audubon Hospital, Trish Nielsen, is kind of her thing is going to go on a little bit longer. She's got really long, beautiful hair. I'm sure a lot of people in the community know her. And what she's doing is she's taking donations, and for every $50 that she gets, she's going to cut an inch of her hair.
Mm.
And, you know, you can give five or 10 or the 50, but she's going to take it on a little bit longer through into July, I think, and then she's going to, you know, cut her hair.
Get that haircut.
And so, you know, she goes, I got about 22 inches. So.
Yeah. Well, it's a great way to raise funds, but it also, of course, I know most people know that there's a program called Locks for Love. There may be other programs, but that hair will be put to good use.
Yes, absolutely, it will. And yes, it will. Very, very, very good.
Okay. So if people donate enough, she may have nothing left.
Yeah, I don't know. She said she's trying to get it. I think she's intent on keeping part of it, but she says, you know, it crossed her mind.
Yes. Sometimes that's the look to have. So that's a twist on fundraising and also giving back in another way.
Exactly.
So you mentioned food, the grilling, and I'm sure that's going to go on the whole time so people can
Actually, yes, and they'll be serving. They'll be set up and ready to serve at 4:30. So, you know, if there's people that aren't able to be here, you know, at 6, if they want to pick up some good eats, they can, you know, they can pick up food at 4:30 and take home with them.
Good point. Maybe you get off work at 4:30 or 5, take your supper home with you, and still help participate. And of course, they could purchase a luminary anytime, and that would be a way to participate also if you can't be there on Friday
before
evening.
Or during, exactly, they sure can.
Yes.
And we've got some great things on our auction things, and, you know, some people have donated some beautiful quilts and some wooden toy chests, and let's see, we've got a small doll baby cradle with the bedding and everything that is just beautiful, donated by the Thompsons, and just lots of great things. Mm-hmm. And I think people keep hearing about it and wanting to add to it. So now I think we're going to have a silent auction too for some things. So it just keeps growing and growing, keeps getting better and better. So
good way to take home something and still support this whole purpose of cancer research. Anna, why did you get involved with this?
Well, I've been involved thanks to the goodness of Doc Barnes, I guess, a long, long time ago, asking me to help with luminaries, actually. And then it just kind of snowballed until, you know, here we are. And I've lost my father and my father-in-law and my mother-in-law to cancer. And several people close to me in my immediate family have had cancer. And thank God they've all fought the tough battle and are still with us. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
and part of that is due to the funding of the research, that the new treatments come all the time to help people get through this disease. So
exactly.
I think we can all feel good about participating, giving our money and saying, yes, this is going to eventually they're going to find the cause and be able to really pinpoint it, because there's lots of things happening.
Absolutely. The numbers just keep improving what the ratios were that they saved, you know, 20 years ago to what they're saving today. And every day you pick up the paper, you read about some marvelous new thing that they've got that, you know, they're testing or that they think. And, you know, there's a lot of the money that were raised, you know, supports research centers right here in our great universities and things in Iowa. I mean, mm-hmm. it doesn't all go to, you know, mm-hmm. out of state. A lot of it stays right here, and we've got, you know, good resource centers right here in the state of Iowa.
Good point, Anna. So, again, if you want to participate, you don't have to live in Audubon County. You could come and participate in the Audubon County Relay for Life, and that's this Friday, the 14th, also Flag Day, easy way to remember that, and starting at 6 o'clock, or come earlier if you'd like to get something to eat.
Right, and it's 6 till 9, and we'll have our luminary event probably about 8:45 with our closing ceremony
okay.
at 9.
All right. Thank you so much, Anna Youngquist, for visiting with us.
All right. Thank you, LaVon.
Mm-hmm. Till next time, here's the thought. Effort only fully releases its reward after a person refuses to quit.